Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Jordan. Open it up.
Hey, Jordan. So I'm having a bit of an issue with my Facebook. So all I've been getting from you, from my Facebook, I mean Facebook, anything that you guys have done on my Facebook, is just like spam messages to my inbox. And now I'm getting a message from actual like Facebook and email that says that my account is suspended. So what's going on with that? Because you guys are the only ones that control my Facebook.
Oh, let's take a look into it. May I have your phone number to look up your account?
Yeah, 573-836-3420.
Gotcha. And what's the name of your business?
Honey Badger Concrete Coatings.
And lastly, what is your name?
Brady.
Brady, already. One second.
Not sure why my page would get flagged for suspicious activity.
I was able to find your follow success. Give me just a moment to look into your Facebook page. One moment. All right, so I'm looking at your Facebook business page. You're actually not suspended. I could see it was not a problem active. That message that you got there is actually spam. So I'm going to report this over to our Facebook team. Make sure to not click on any links, any buttons in that message or anything whatsoever. And I'll report this.
I didn't click on it.
Oh, okay, great. So report this over to our Facebook team so we can remove all of those spam messages and block them out. But yeah, make sure not to click on any links at all.
I just don't understand, why is that all I'm getting? Like, I mean, every day there's somebody new messaging me telling me that I'm violating Facebook's terms of service. Is that just like what happens with business pages, or like what's the deal with that?
All right, an unfortunate reality is that there tends to be a lot of spam messages with links that take you to either try to hack your page or try to commit fraud with either asking you for like cards and things like that. But once this starts and once we report it over, all of these get blocked and you should no longer see this at all.
Okay, that sounds great. And I'm also wondering, like, do you guys know when I'm going to start seeing some movement, some action? Like, I'm not getting anything. Like, I'm not really paying you guys like an arm and a leg or anything, but at the same time, like, I still want to be able to get results. Like, I haven't got any leads. I've barely got any Facebook clicks on my ads. The ads really aren't that great to begin with. I don't really know where to go from here, honestly.
Well, to start getting clients, it takes a while. As you might already know, a success of a business doesn't happen in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. It takes some time for, first and foremost, to get your business as a known business. And then as a consequence to that, attract clientele. But the time that you've been with us, it's fairly normal that you haven't received anything yet. The first thing to do is to make your business a known business, which is the purpose of marketing service, of course, for people to know who you are and what you offer. And then after that process, of course, then start attracting clientele. But this, of course, doesn't happen within the first month. The success of any business, regardless of the industry, takes some time. But usually we've noticed that the sweet spot to start maybe attracting a few couple clientels could vary depending on the industry of business, but maybe around within the two to third month of having service.
Okay.
Also, if you're looking, go ahead.
You're fine. Go ahead.
Also, if you're looking to we can modify, of course, Facebook ads. If you don't think that's what you want on your Facebook ad, keep in mind that everything is customizable. If you have any pictures that you could share with us, or if you have any ideas on changes that you'd like for your Facebook ads to look, we can make any changes that you like.
Right, just like a kind of hard because I didn't know that I was going to have to be as hands-on as I am. It's probably just because you guys aren't an actual like epoxy marketing company. If you were, I feel like it'd be a lot easier on my end. But it's not like it's hard for me to send pictures and stuff. It's just
everything, I haven't really been getting a lot of traction. Like, I've been, I think we put, just no messages or anything. And I have, you know, multiple other marketing companies trying to get me on with their service that are actually epoxy marketing companies. And they, you know, they have money back guarantees and so many jobs per month and stuff like that. And that's just kind of what I'm leaning towards, because I just don't feel like, I really don't feel like I want to pay almost $400 a month and get nothing out of it again. Like, I understand, yeah, sometimes it takes a little bit of time, but sometimes you don't. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't. You need to come in to pay for your bills.
Right. We also have other types of services that offer a much better return on investment. The explanation I give you is specifically referring to what you are subscribed to. However, that's not the only type of service that's offered. Just like these other companies, we also offer the same. However, of course, it comes with the cost. Now, we have something that's also called the Google Guarantee, which I'm sure that's what they're offering, which is a pay-per-lead type service. Now, to apply for Google Guarantee, of course, you have to go through the application process and be accepted by Google, since that's a much more strict process that's implemented by Google themselves. But it also has a much more return on investment, and much faster as well, since you're paying per lead type service. And it's also a guarantee by Google themselves. So that right there, you're not waiting on a rank to reach the first page of Google. You're not organically working your way up, but rather you're paying for an ad to be on Google on the first page right off the get-go. And because of that, of course, you get a much higher return on investment. So if you were to subscribe to that type of service, of course, you would have a much better return on investment, also much faster as well.
How does the how much does that one cost?
So it's an agreed budget that you would have with Google, and off of that budget, let's say, just to throw a random number out there, it's $300 a month, and then off of that budget, each time you get a lead, that lead gets deducted from that budget. Now, of course, to apply for a Google Guarantee, you have to have some paperwork ready to apply for it. In some cases, depending on your state and area, it could be a business license, registered business, of course. You would have to go through a background check as well, and so on, so on. If you agree to do all that, I can connect your call or have a sales representative give you a call to give you more specifics as far as, like, the cost per lead, the budget, and so on, so on.
Yeah, that's fine, because I've heard that Facebook ads are kind of where it's at. You know, everybody's on Facebook, everybody's getting them all from Facebook, but I don't know.
Well, it's a good one. It's just not as good as Google Guaranteed, for sure. That's the big one, which, again, since you're paying per lead service, it's, you get a much faster return on that investment.
Right. Okay, how well does that work? Because I've been... I just verified my Google business profile, and I sent the verification video in on Friday, so I don't know. Because the last one I sent in, it didn't get accepted for some reason.
Let me check that. Give me just one sec.
See if it got accepted. Because the last one didn't. I'm not sure why. Because my shop is, like, back off in a corner, so I can't really, like, step out and show a street sign. You know what I mean? Like, I'm, like, off on a back road somewhere. There's no street signs. I tried to show, like, because I have two phones, I tried to show, like, my location on another phone. I have my business card, my tools, my articles of organization to where you could see my name on a, you know, official business document.
Oh, okay. That,
show them
that
my
could be.
Company vehicle. Hopefully, I mean, hopefully everything should be on there.
All right, so according towards what I could see, that one was accepted, actually. So the most recent one was accepted by Google, and you are currently now, your profile in the map section of Google is now live.
Oh, it's verified now?
It's now verified, yes.
Sweet. So that means if you go on Google and type in Honey Badger Concrete Coatings, I'm going to be on the first page.
Oh, no. So that right there, again, that works organically. So your profile exists in Google for sure, but you're not on the first page. So let me explain how that works. So Google, again, is very strict on the businesses they place on the first page. They want to stay reliable and the main source of searches. And the way they do that is make sure that all businesses that are on the first page are, of course, the best businesses in the area. That said, they give priority to businesses who have the most amount of reviews, positive reviews, of course, that are well-known, well-renowned, and you work your way to get to that first page. It's not for sale, in other words, when it comes to that map section. But the goal is, of course, to get you and your business on that first page. But, of course, we'll work together to get you on that first page. But that's going to take a while as well.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Now that we have the Google Business Profile verified, so now that you have that, you will receive a link throughout the day. Whether it be today or tomorrow, that link is very important for you to use, and it's basically for you to share with your clients once you start getting clients in. And that takes your clients directly to your profile to leave you a review. Again, the more positive reviews, the faster you can get on that first page, and then the rest is done by us. So that right there is the one and only thing that's in your control, to try to get as more positive reviews as you possibly can. And then everything in the back end is done by us since we do work with Google. So again, once you get that link, if you can start sharing that around, if you've maybe worked with people in the past that can give you a positive review, the faster that you get them, the faster that we could also work with Google to get you on that first page.
Gotcha. Makes sense. So it's not something that is instant, like you're not like instantly on the first page.
No, not with that type of service, no. So that all businesses that you see on the map section, every single business in there worked their way to get there. So it's out of anybody's control, and it's only up to Google who gets to be there. But since we do work directly with Google, of course, we report Google things about your business consistently as you start getting reviews so we can make you known to Google, and that way they rank you higher. But yeah, every single business that you see there, nobody got there by paying their way there. First and foremost, they don't sell spots. Google doesn't sell any spots when it comes to that section. It's basically a work your way to get there kind of thing.
Gotcha. That makes perfect sense. Alrighty then. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out if there's something else that we can do that should try to push this along and try to get at least, try to do a little bit, because I've got it all coming up. And not getting any leads to help, you know, fix it is just, it's kind of rough, you know.
Oh, I hear you. I could do better. Yeah, we go through this quite a lot with a lot of business owners. The first time bit that they wait tends to be, of course, the most difficult one, especially for all businesses who are barely starting and competing with other businesses that have been around for quite a while. So yeah, I see what you're saying, and it's a pretty common comment that we get when it comes to starting this thing up.
All right. Well, I think that should be everything that I needed then. As long as I can, my Google business profile is verified, that's good. I can start sending reviews out to start getting reviews.
Yes, and you're going to expect that link that I'm talking about. So that link is custom made for you. That way, whenever you share it and someone clicks on it, they don't struggle with looking you up. So they just click on it, and it takes them directly to leaving you a review. That way it's much simpler for them as well.
Right on. So if they look me up on Google, though, they can still find me, right? Like if they type in my full name of my company, they can find me on Google website.
Oh, yeah, of course. So if they type in the name of your business very specifically, straightforward, they can find you. Also, if they intentionally look for you, like if they don't see you there on the first page or first results, and they dig a little bit deeper, like into the next pages, yes. But it has to be like a very intentional thing to look you up.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. All right, well, that sounds good. I got my business cards and everything printed, so I just start handing them out as much as I can.
All right, sounds great. Well, Brady, before you go, do you have any other questions, anything else that you'd like to clarify today?
No, I think we're good for now.
Awesome. Well, if anything, please give us a call back. Thanks again for giving us a call today. You have a good one.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Bye-bye.